Trevor, hello.
Great to have you.
I want to try getting the first word for a change. You always say, you always start it.
I always say something first.
that's not uncommon. Yeah, okay.
I'll probably start it now.
So you're going to edit that back, are you? Is that what you're going to do?
He's got to have the first word and the last word.
No, doesn't he? No, I'll leave it in. I'll definitely leave it in.
You even let me intro a segment in the EV show, which is great.
Happy for you to be involved in the dramas at all.
That's not, you know, you'll be hearing that soon, but It's good. Trevor likes to share the load a bit, eh?
Yeah, thank you for the wealth, mate. Thank you for coming early in the day because my wife's going out tonight and it infringed upon our recording time.
Anything for you, mate.
Well, for me, it's all about planning.
Yeah.
I said to him, you can change whatever you need as long as I've got good notice. Stephen will be accommodating as long as we've got good notice.
Yeah, I need notice because I've got a life too, you know. I need notice. So that's all good. I think we plan very well. We're very good planners.
People do assume as self-employed individuals that you can just do whatever you want whenever you want. But there's a lot of moving. Like someone said to me the other day, they were going to come and visit or something and, you know, catch up. I'm like, yeah, probably. There was like one date in the next 4 weeks that I could make that happen because if school holidays coming up and a bunch of other things. I'm like, honestly, it's probably going to have to be this little window
in
the diary.
I've got spare 15 minutes in 4 weeks.
Yeah. And then I said to someone else, I said, oh, yeah, no, I'll get to that on Friday. They go, Friday's a public holiday. I went, okay, good luck to you.
So's Monday, eh? Monday's
I'm glad your diary has that stuff in it, but I'll be working.
Yeah.
You know?
Will you be?
Yeah, definitely.
What are you going to do on Good Friday?
Get work done. Like, it's the best day of the world.
Yeah, you don't get calls.
No emails.
You don't get emails. Yeah, it's great. Yes. Yeah, true.
I won't work 6-7 hours. I'll just come to the office for like 3 or 4 hours, and I'll probably get a day's
Aren't
worth of work.
Aren't your kids at home?
Easily.
But he's never running home. You're not going to spend time with them all.
Yeah, I'll do that on the weekend.
Going to go to mass and all that, or?
Yeah.
that was a joke.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
What is that, a Sunday thing or a Friday thing?
Friday. It's Good Friday. You're
not allowed to eat something on Friday, too.
No meat. Yeah. Well, during Lent, you're not supposed to eat meat on Friday.
I'm
going to
have a massive steak.
Yeah, Friday. Apologies to our Catholic.
I remember, in fact, this goes to next week's movie, When Harry Met Sally. But Kirsty and I were having a Farnham night. This has got to be 15, 20 years ago.
Yep.
And we were like, we're going to get some drinks. And it turned out it was Good Friday. I don't remember.
Whoops.
Or I didn't plan it that way. And so you can't buy alcohol as well.
What?
Is it Good Friday that you can't buy alcohol?
I don't know.
There's one of the days.
How often do you reckon I'm buying alcohol?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's one of the days where like bottle swaps are closed. And it's like, what? What are you talking about?
It's like a Christmas Day level public holiday. Where
yes, but it's also a, you know, you don't sell alcohol on this day or something like that.
I don't know.
It's wild.
I've never tried to buy alcohol on Good Friday, so I can't help you.
All right.
Yeah.
But also, my mum's coming around we're having people coming to our place on Easter Sunday.
Lovely.
And Amanda goes, she didn't say it like that. She goes, because your mum's coming, we can't have hot dogs. I went, why not? And she goes, we can't serve your mother hot dogs. And I went, why not?
Oh, you mean she wants to put something nicer on?
Yeah, I'm like, just make hot. Auntie Shell loves hot dogs. I love hot dogs. Let's go. Yeah, well, now I've got to cook 2 chooks on Sunday. Oh, can we just have hot dogs?
They'll
be in the Traeger.
Yeah, nice.
I've got to make 2 chooks on Sunday. Could have just had hot dogs. That would have been awesome.
Just hot dogs. So just Frankfurts and the soft buns.
Yeah, we found these really great gluten-free hot dogs, and they're unbelievably good.
Nice.
Yeah, like really
still
yummy.
Tastes good.
Yeah,
despite being gluten free.
Yeah, well, most meats are like sausages are normally gluten free, but you do need to check that they haven't used oils or sauces and things that are within it.
Sounds like a lot of work, mate.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Welcome to my world.
It's a lot of work,
mate. Thanks to Arnott's for the Jats too.
Yeah,
gluten free Jats. Let's go.
They go all right.
Yeah, they go good.
Tastes good, like the normal.
Tastes great.
Could you
no
tell if I
all.
Did a taste test? Could you
yes,
tell the difference?
100%.
You could.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Because they
in a bad way.
No,
or
not in
way?
A bad way. No. It's just they're a bit lighter. Now, Jats is quite a hard.
Is it
crack when you?
You've eaten
when
a
you
lot of Jats, have you?
Yeah. Oh, mate. I could smash a pack
I'm
of
not
Jats.
A massive Jats person.
Massive Jats.
What are shapes? Are you a shapes man as well?
No. Chicken crimpies.
What?
Arnott's chicken crimpies.
Never heard of it.
They're like an oval shape. They're bloody great biscuits. If there was a packet here now, I would smash the whole packet.
Really?
Love chicken crimpies.
You're a good snacker, aren't you? You've got some snacks up your sleeve.
Snacks for Australia. All right? If they made snacking at the Olympics, I'd be going to Paris.
Yep. Pack your bag, mate.
Mate. Wow. I would be a medal chance.
Okay. So if desert island, top three snacks. What
top
would they
three
be?
Snacks. Put you chicken on the spot. Chicken crimpies.
All right. And who makes
desert
them?
Island.
Who makes them?
Arnott's.
Arnott's.
Yeah,
chicken
but they're not available in gluten-free yet.
So. Do Arnott's make Jats too? Is that Arnott's
yes.
at all?
Yeah.
So you're an Arnott's
Shout
fan?
Out to Arnott's for sending me all the gluten-free stuff too. I appreciate yeah. it.
Why did they send them to you? Did you?
Because they know my kids are celiac and I'm an influencer.
I saw you put them on Insta. That's nice, mate.
Oh, you got to tag them, you know?
Of course you do.
So, chicken crimpies. I'm not going to take chocolate because it's a desert island, so it's going to melt.
But did I say it was a hot desert
tiny
island?
Tiny teddies.
Tiny teddies?
Yeah, chocolate tiny teddies. Smash a box of those. Fortunately, they make those in those little packets
little
now.
Little packs, so yeah, yeah.
Just 13 at a time.
I think you're...
Did you know there's 13? There's an odd number.
My kids used to eat them when they were young.
Yeah, so yeah. did I.
They're,
I
adult, still they're do. Adults now and they don't
I
eat them.
I still
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Harry says, a lot.
We were watching, it was Formula One down Sunday. Harry came in, you're going, tiny teddies, dad. I went, yep. And he throws them in. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, nice. So chicken crimpies, tiny teddies, and probably Oreos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very
there
exotic.
You go. What about you?
Very exotic.
Don't mate. Say bloody nuts and almonds.
Well, no, it would be now. I've, my snacking
mate,
has changed,
no.
mate.
We're not snacking talking about changed. Lean mean. We're talking about you're on a desert island,
okay,
mate.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I'd be a salt and vinegar, Smith's Chris salt and
yep.
vinegar chips.
Oh, I should have seen
they're
that
my
coming.
Go-to. Yep. They're my go-tos.
Yep.
Supporting the old South sponsors.
Oh, of course. They don't sponsor them anymore. Why would
not
you bother
anymore.
Supporting
not,
them?
Not for 30 years.
You didn't buy an MG, though, did you?
No, but I've driven one.
That driven doesn't help support
I've driven a few. And I've enjoyed the hospitality of the footy.
That's not what
well.
MG won.
My other snacks would be, oh, mate, I'm going to go against your chocolate ban, the Cadbury hazelnut chocolate.
Well, mate, if we're taking chocolate, I'm just taking
yeah.
twirls.
Yeah, hazelnut chocolate.
Bucket loads
Cadbury
of them.
Hazelnut chocolate. That's right. my other go-to. And I don't mind a bit of licorice. I'm a licorice fan.
Really?
Yeah, Dara Lee licorice.
That's
that
a hard
I used to eat a
All
lot of
All sorts of pure licorice?
No, the pure licorice. The Dara Lee, the proper little...
Chunks.
And very high in fat, in sugar.
Really?
But and licorice... if you eat a lot of them, it
mate.
It shows out the other end. Yeah. You're, yeah.
Two...
You know what I'm talking
at
about.
At the very bottom of my list would be licorice and musk sticks. Ooh, Redskins. I take those.
Redskins. You
what
know
are they called now? Sorry. They're called something else now.
Whoops.
Cancel
woke.
Me. Whoa. I don't know what they're called,
yeah,
but they're bloody
I don't mind. You know those, remember those bananas, the little lolly
yeah, no,
banana?
That's
you
a hard like no for me.
What?
No.
Wow.
No.
What about the little...
teeth, yes.
Teeth, you like those? 100%. The marshmallow teeth?
Yeah.
How many times did you put them in there?
Hundreds of
pretend
times.
Pretend they're yours, yeah. We always say.
Little milk bottles are not bad
I did
as
that
well?
About a month ago.
Racing cars. Oh.
What?
They don't make the racing cars any or
what?
Much anymore.
What are racing
My
cars?
My mum used to find
What are racing cars? What are they?
Little lollies.
Chocolates.
I'm sure they're Allen's too. They're like a white
wow.
bottom and then a green, red, kind of different coloured tops.
Wow. Racing cars.
And couldn't find them for years. And then my mum, the local IGA app at Walker, used to sell them in a big bag. She'd come down and visit with her like a 2 kilo. And I'm like, Mum, I'm going to eat them all. Like, let's be real. So, yeah. racing cars, this is tough.
I'll tell you another thing I love. My mum, God love her, makes really nice Maltese bread pudding.
Oh, well, if we're taking
it's
mum
awesome.
Stuff, I'm taking Rumbles. My mum's Rumbles
bread pudding.
Are out of this world.
They call it pudina. The
if
Maltese,
Mum doesn't make Rumbles
very nice.
For Easter Sunday, there's going to be drama.
Okay.
She doesn't.
Rumbles.
She won't because they're a Christmas thing, but... At the pub, she would always have Rumbles in the freezer.
Oh.
Here's the thing.
Just drop a little hint.
If I send her a text today and say, just FYI, Easter's at our place now, because it was going to be at Amanda's parents, Easter's at our place, bring Rumbles, she'll make Rumbles.
Good luck
like
to
that's,
her. Good luck to
that's
her.
How we roll. Right. Like my mum will do whatever.
Yeah, me too. If I say, I say to my mum, you haven't had any bread pudding for a while, and she'll make me a little dish, you know, my own little personal little Pyrex dish. You know, she'll come to coffee with the one wrapped
Amanda,
up with foil.
Amanda makes her dad sticky date pudding.
Yum.
That's his thing.
I don't mind that either.
Yeah.
Joe loves that. My wife loves sticky date
pudding. Right. Well, if you ever come around for dinner, you might get sticky date pudding there.
Boom.
I won't have any. I'll just have plain ice cream.
Worlds colliding.
Woo! By the way, I said to Amanda the other day, I said, we nearly rang you on the podcast the other day. And firstly,
I said the same to my wife.
Firstly, she didn't say, don't you dare. She entertained the whole conversation.
Yeah. My wife said, I would have spoke to you.
Oh, really?
No, said,
she didn't,
now
she,
you tell
she
me.
Didn't go that far.
Yeah, Joe said, I would have spoke to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, because I told Amanda the whole story. And she didn't, by the way, she didn't flinch at my recollection of the story and your recollection of the, or your proposal that it was, you know, worlds colliding or a sliding doors moment.
Yeah.
And then I said to her, I think in the end, Joe didn't want to, Stephen didn't want to call Joe because the story was just made up.
No, mine was legit, mate. Absolutely legit. You mean about her not ordering my food?
Yeah,
mate, we still talk about it today. She didn't order my dish. I'm positive. She blamed the waitress. She goes, that was the waitress. She didn't. I said, okay, whatever.
Anyway, if you wonder what we're talking about, I think it was the private feed last week.
Yeah, private feed last week.
And if you're not listening to the private feed, what are you doing?
You're missing out. You're kidding.
It's also, it's on the video. Like, the link is in the, I normally put it in the Facebook and the YouTube. The link is there.
It's there.
And I, frankly, know how many people watch it. And it's
free.
It's
free,
an utterly disappointing
content.
Number. It's an utterly
they'd
disappointing number. Yeah,
a lot of people, most people, listen to it.
Yeah, I know. Right?
It's one of our most popular shows. The non-tech show is our most popular one.
Yeah,
but says a lot about us.
Just so you know, we're not doing the private now. If you think we've
this
started
isn't
the wrong
private,
one.
Yeah, this is you are listening to two blokes.
This is
talking
the preamble,
tech.
And yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we should do. We should probably do this.
Yeah, let's go.
Welcome to Two Blokes Talking Tech.
Not a bad price.
With Trevor Long from EFTM.com.
Really handy device.
And Stephen Fenech from techguide.com.au.
I'll just start the show there and we'll use that 10 minutes as the start
as
of the,
as
private.
The private. Yeah, we've done half it already. Great.
We do have a topic for the private, which we forgot last
week.
We've
got a couple of topics. I've got a couple to throw in as well this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Can you remember about to do the one that we said we were going to talk
about? Yeah,
okay.
It's in the memory bank.
Is it?
Yeah.
Two Blokes Talking Tech, episode 626. Thanks to the great people at Arlo and Netgear. We appreciate their support and we hope you support them. If you've got a choice and you're out there buying some home networking gear or some home security, think Arlo, think Netgear, not just because they support us and that helps you get this entertainment every week and information.
They make good gear.
They make bloody great gear.
Great stuff.
And so we appreciate their support. Stephen, we have an official date of Apple's WWDC, Worldwide Developers Conference, for 2024. It just feels a bit
later.
It's a bit later than
it's normally early June.
Like third or fourth
single,
or something?
Single figure June.
Yes.
But it's the 10th, is that right, this year?
So 10th is keynote day. So what they do is they start the event with a keynote from Tim Cook and Craig Federighi and the kind of dev team.
Hasn't it? It's changed.
More than the product marketing team. It's not people talking about their cool products. It's people talking about their software. So you're talking iOS, iPadOS, TVOS,
Mac OS,
all that stuff.
Vision OS.
Vision OS.
But it was years ago when we used to attend. The developers used to be there. They buy tickets, attend in person. Then COVID struck.
Yeah.
And then it was an online event.
Yeah.
And since then, they've kept it as an online event. So more people can virtually attend. But they still have the opening day live event watching, like a watch party of the keynote.
Yes.
And which keynote, during COVID, they created, they pre-produced the keynote rather
just,
than
that's what they do now
stage.
For every event.
And now that's their go-to.
Yeah.
And I think it works out better for them and for everyone, I guess.
I think it works out better for them broadly, but it's just one of those things where you're like, actually, I could probably just
sit somewhere
else. I
prefer a live performance.
The only thing you see when you're at Apple Park, and there are 1,000-odd people there, mixture of staff and some developers locally would come along.
And media.
There's always an intro. Tim and Craig will come out and do a little bit of a chit-chat. And then kind of throw to the
then
video,
we roll
and that's
the
when the video starts.
Yeah.
But Dub, you know, the keynote's critical because it's where they establish their path and some direction for the conversation around what's new and what's breaking and what's newsworthy. But then the few days after it are Dub. They are the sessions. There's an engineering session about core. What's different kits? You know, AR kit. There'd be an engineering session about NFC. There'd be an engineering session about Dynamic Island. There'd be hundreds of sessions where used to be that they'd be in a room. There'd be like 30 or 40 people with an engineer, and they talk and they'd record them and put them up later. But now they're all online, and so developers from around the world can register to just be part of it and learn. And actually, it's not. Those sessions, keynote is very much a Apple, here's what we're telling you. But the sessions are, hey, what do you want to know?
Yeah.
You know, they'll tell you about a new changes or interesting things that have happened with the different features of iOS or macOS or whatever.
Which is, it's valuable access. I think the developers, it's not every day you can just talk to an Apple engineer.
Yeah. It used to be, though, that they would sit there and they could have their code looked at as well.
Yeah. Or can they still upload? Can they still upload that?
Maybe they can.
Yeah. But it's I think it's really important and smart of Apple to... They've got a very tight relationship with their developers.
They're the most important part of the community.
It's called
frankly.
The Developers Conference. So when the new, what are we up to, iOS 18, iPadOS 18, when all these new operating systems are shown or are revealed, there's some features that then the developers can take advantage of. And I most recently, I think one of those features that I really enjoy on the iPhone is the dynamic island and how apps can take advantage of that.
That and live activities, you know, when your phone is locked and information appears on the lock screen, like how far away your Uber is.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Well, Uber does it really well. Uber's great.
My flight app, Flighty, does it well. United Airlines does it well.
United is amazing. I've used United.
A lot of sports apps do it well.
My Mercedes, when I'm charging it, that also has a live little like percentage and a little tile on the lock screen to tell me how long it's got to go.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that they're the little examples of how developers can get even tighter in with the operating system. I'm looking forward to hearing more, because remember last year they announced the Vision Pro at last year's show. I'm hoping that they will announce obviously an update to the software and perhaps features, I'm not sure, but also hoping that they announce which other countries are going to get it, hopefully Australia.
Yeah, I think so. I think let's talk Vision Pro first. Yeah. It will have been a year since they announced it. It'll have been 4 months since it became available in the US. It was always going to be US only to start with, but that can only last so long. I feel like conversation around it has died down. They had a really strong first week or so, and maybe that's intentional. Maybe they want this second phase. You know, UK, Australia,
they need a big market, some
subcontinent countries. Who knows, right? They need another wave because, you know, everyone in the UK, everyone in Australia is going to do the same things, and we won't get as much coverage, if you like, but globally, because the big stuff's already been done. But locally, it'll go very well. There's a lot of interest in it. I still get calls from people saying, have you got that yet? Are we going to do it?
When
are we,
you know? Me too, yeah. But I think the advantage of us getting it second is that we get the improved version. The updated version.
Software.
By the time Australia gets it, it might be Vision OS 2 or the second version.
Well, most importantly, by the time Australia gets it, there'll be a lot more apps. So I expect Tim Cook to showcase, or whoever they put in charge of talking about Vision OS, I expect that person to showcase 3 to 4 core apps.
Yeah.
And maybe one of those 3 to 4 will be vastly unique. You know, something that no one has thought about
before. Something that's what a wow factor.
Something that we're going to go, we've always said, I've said it's the most amazing piece of technology I've ever used. I don't know what we need it for.
Yeah.
They need to answer that question.
True.
So if they answer that question at Dub, it's a big win.
Yeah, but also make it something that you want to grab again, because it does have high novelty factor, like all VR. But repeatability, you know, repeat business.
Yeah.
How often are you going to reach for that VR? Like you've used VR headsets and enjoyed it at the time.
Yeah.
How often have you gone back to those?
I lent my Meta Quest to someone a year and a half ago and I haven't even bothered to get it back.
Yeah. So I think it needs to have that.
Really should do
that.
What
do you call that? It's not repeatability. It's kind of
sticky. Make it sticky.
Stickiness. Yeah, I guess so. But it needs to be something that, A, is not just entertainment. It's something that you can use.
Like,
you can play VR games all day and all night.
Yes.
And depending on how big a gamer you are, will draw you back. Or you can watch movies like that as well. Don't you reckon it needs something, another form, another app that is outside of those two, that is like a work app, like something that can help you something you can do more efficiently with the Vision Pro than you could on your computer.
I still look forward to using it. I still see myself like in this room, leaving things in places, like leaving my to-do list. Like I think about things that I would write on a whiteboard but don't because I have visitors here. Like, you know, just like prospects privacy. Or things like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, more. Like if I got a PR group come here, I don't want them to know what I'm doing on other things, right?
Yeah, sure.
So I don't want to write all that stuff on a whiteboard. So if it's in my Vision Pro and it's just on a private whiteboard, that when I use it, it's there.
Well, that's a good point. That's another attraction of using Vision Pro is that you can be working on this big project that no one else can see.
Yeah.
So you could be in public working on something that only you can see.
So look, I don't expect them to announce a different version of the Vision Pro, a lighter version, a cheaper version or anything like that. We expect likely a Dub to get at least an update on its next availability, hopefully a date, and, you know, there'll be some amazing demonstrations. Yeah. Now, outside of Vision OS, and we have talked about this before, this is a little bit repetitive, but they have to talk AI, and weirdly, over the last week, it feels very clear that Apple is doing a deal with someone in the existing space to do AI. They're talking about doing deals with with Google over Gemini. And,
really?
Yes, because Apple partnering up.
The way Apple's been talking about it is that AI, we've been doing AI for years. And technically they have, you know, the machine learning, the neural engine, all that sort of stuff. That's part of AI, I guess. But I thought they would have had their very own. They wouldn't rely on another
third party. I'll tell you why. I'm still using the Samsung. And when you use, you know, what used to be Google Assistant.
Yeah.
But when I push and hold the middle button now on this phone, it brings up Gemini. Right. It brings up Gemini, the AI.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
It's unbelievable. Like, I'm going to stop paying for ChatGPT because Gemini is better. It's just as good.
What you're getting for free with Gemini is better than what you get paid for?
Well, I'm on a Google Workspace account, so I'm paying for Google Workspace. Paying extra still for Gemini.
And
as well.
So, could I ask, what are you using it for?
Just now and then I go, here's five paragraphs. Can you make this sound more professional if I'm sending an email? I've written something really long. I might go, can you just rewrite this with spelling? Yeah. Check for spelling. I've done it for, I've helped Amanda.
Oh, you use it as spell check?
grammar, can you make suggestions here? Amanda and I have been brainstorming over things, maybe for her work or otherwise, and you just go feed it a bunch of ideas and it comes out with things.
I'll tell you what I do. I use it sometimes to get, we do our movie podcast.
Yep.
I ask it to give me the main themes and the main scenes of certain movies.
Yep.
And it gets it wrong.
Really?
It gets facts wrong. See, that's bad. Like if you were to take that, luckily I know the movies very well anyway, but they're often in the scene by scene breakdown. It says in Harry Met Sally, it says there's something that happens that it just does not happen in the movie. It's just totally wrong. It even got Matthew McConaughey's character wrong in U571. It called him the captain's name instead of Tyler. So little things like that, and the Gemini lets you Google check it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a button and it says, oh, no, that seems fine. It's like, I don't know whether you got to go to the paid version for it to be any good, but
ChatGPT or Gemini?
Both.
Really?
Both, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's why I wouldn't go to it for outside information. I would simply feed it something.
To be creative for it, to help it.
What I try and do is I try and think of it like I had an employee, an assistant, and I say, that's what I want. But I still say, and you say, every time I say this, you say Copilot does it. It doesn't do it well enough.
Yeah.
I just wanted to organize my inbox. Mm. Go through my inbox and sort it out, folks.
I reckon that's Apple's opportunity to really, if they want to put the Mac ahead of everything else, if they can get that working with their, because, you know, they've got the end-to-end thing, right? They've got their own software, hardware. And I think it'd be easier for them to achieve that.
Yeah.
Imagine, I use Mac Mail. You laugh at me because I use Mac Mail.
It's ridiculous.
Right? And imagine if they had that feature. That would make Mac Mail better.
I would use Mac Mail.
Yeah.
If there was, and I keep saying, if Siri AI, if I could say to Siri AI, hey, can you go through my inbox and just highlight the three most important emails I need to deal with today?
Summarize my unread emails.
Yes, you could do that, but I'm just there's 20 emails in this inbox.
Yeah.
Which ones do I need to action now?
And because if you, you'd be using... you'd be using your mailbox.
Yeah.
It might be looking at your messages.
Yeah.
So it knows who you're communicating with.
Yeah.
Is that something that's okay for it to do for you? You don't mind?
I don't care. You can know everything. I don't mind.
Because it knows it anyway.
But what I'm saying is if Apple comes out at Dub and says, they're going to have to address the elephant in the room, which is AI, right? And
completely.
If they go, here's a list of places we're already doing AI, we'll all be like, yeah, okay, good. But that's not the AI we're talking about. Yeah. Because it's AI, great.
We need foreground AI, not background AI.
What do they call large language model AI?
Yeah,
foreground AI.
Yeah.
So if they say we're including the Gemini app by default with the iOS 18, that's so you're saying Siri's dead. It has to be built in. It has to be Siri's knowledge. So
I agree.
And I still, even if they say we've collaborated with some of the biggest AI companies in the world, and now when you ask Siri things, the results will include AI interpretation. Because you think about the number of times you ask Siri something and it gives you web results that you've got to click on. Well, that's just stupid.
Most of the time, yeah.
So use AI in that circumstance. But if they're outsourcing that, then I think they're admitting that they can't build a large language model. And they may address that. They may say, we don't want to, we don't need to, it's not a business we want to be in.
Yeah.
But see, the problem for them is what you just said. If the AI is not accurate,
Yeah.
You can't put Siri's name on it. You're because only as Siri good, will be the one that gets bagged.
You're only as
not
good
Gemini
as
that. Not Gemini or ChatGPT OpenAI.
Completely. And I think, that's going to be a real issue. I don't know. I hope they take ownership. They need to take ownership of it and be, so this is our product. It's Apple-made product.
We've been saying for years that Siri is the oldest and dumbest of the three big voice assistants. It's unbelievable that it's been around longer than Google and Alexa.
And you'd think that it
has the worst ability to help you. Like, they've hyper-skilled it with things like sport in America, with certain things. But it doesn't have broad knowledge.
You'd think that in the walled garden that is the Apple ecosystem, that it would have absolute domain. It'd run, it'd be just perfect.
See, what I would say, if I ran AI at Apple, I had the concerns of all the things we've talked about with AI, I'd say, right, here's what our AI is going to do. Our AI is going to partner with Encyclopedia Britannica or whatever. We're going to partner with this organization for facts.
Yes.
We're going to partner with this organization for history. And we're going to partner with this organization for real-time, current, modern-day information or whatever it might be.
Which would be Google.
But we're not – it could just be all the sports organizations, whatever. Yeah. But what we're not going to do is use a computer to trawl the internet and read every website.
Yeah.
Because it can't be trusted, as you've pointed out with movies, right?
Totally, yeah.
So you partner with IMDb and you say anything movie related, our AI is – so you're going to have to pay a license to IMDb for their AI to read everything on IMDb and constantly update itself so that when I ask a movie phone question, instead of getting Kramer on Siri
– You get it.
I get the real answer from IMDb
powered
data.
By IMDb.
Doesn't need to say that.
Yeah.
But I just have the faith that Apple's AI – is born out of facts as opposed to whatever can be written on the internet.
Reacting over here.
It is. Yeah, one of them. Yeah,
it's wondering what you're talking about.
Yeah, it is, poor thing. so that's my concern is that we're going to judge Apple whatever they announce.
Yeah,
we're going to judge them on what they announce in AI.
Speaking of judging, can I just go slightly off topic here?
Really, on this show,
what do you think of their the case against them in the US about their non-competitive? What do they call that? The
kids. Block your ears.
No, I'm not
Uncle
talking
Trev's,
about...
No, Uncle Trev's going to say a naughty word.
Yeah.
I think it's a load of shit, I'll be honest.
The
antitrust case against Apple.
Antitrust, that's what I was looking for, yeah.
You know, when I think antitrust, I think Microsoft and Internet Explorer back in the late 90s, right?
Mm.
Microsoft got taken to court in Europe and in America because they installed Internet Explorer by default in computers. And they didn't, and they've therefore pushed Netscape Navigator out of the market.
Okay.
That was a broad case.
Mm-hmm.
Google's had their own cases and different things like that. What the DOJ, the Department of Justice in America, is saying is Apple dominates the smartphone market. They even cite the failure of Amazon's Fire Phone and others as being Apple's dominance. But Samsung has great market share. Apple doesn't even have 50% market share in America.
Yeah, it's mostly – the world is mostly Android. But can I just counter here?
Hmm.
I think what could be Apple's downfall in this case is iMessage.
No, that's rubbish.
Now, I reckon that their refusal to have RCS until now has really, I think, walled them off from other...
Your Honour, I can still message people on Android.
I know,
talking to anyone.
Let me fill out my case. The thing that...
Objection, Your Honour.
The iMessage saga is that iMessage to iMessage is perfect. Encrypted, high quality, you get the read receipts, all that information. If you were to go to an Android phone and try to have that same experience, and that's a basic feature of a phone is messaging. It is much more – it is inferior. It is less secure. And you're in – like, say you're in a group just chat on iMessage, you're not included. You get kicked out of the – because you're on Android. So – A couple of years ago, I think Google had this campaign and sort of pointed out some cases where there were like allegations that Apple internally was saying, yes, we can't do RCS because people are buying Android phones instead of iPhones. And families who – and I fall in this case. All my family is all iPhone. Whenever I'm using an Android phone, I'm left out. I'm left out of stuff. So that is, I reckon, one of the things that could come back to bite them.
I will come back as the Apple lawyer here and say –
yeah.
Appreciate what you're saying, Mr. prosecution. But the fact is that Apple gives users choice. You can download any number of apps, Telegram, Signal, WhatsApp, and you can create those groups. And we have no role to play in that. Mm. We have not stood in the way of anyone creating any messaging app. Yep. So, you know, I'm like you. I switch phones all the time. We have a WhatsApp group. My family have no idea what phone I'm using.
Yeah.
Now, I don't see – look, yes, it's annoying and a bit dumb that Apple doesn't allow the kind of RCS stuff, and it will in the future. But it's – they're not – why should they? What's the government requirement that they do that?
Well, no, I'm just – the approach I'm taking is that like it's the well, the whole point of this case is the fact that Apple's dominance is for a reason, right? Yeah. Part of that dominance is because they're their walled garden and how they do certain things. If family is the great example, are more likely to stick with iPhone because they're going to suffer not having some of these features. Yeah, I know there's WhatsApp and everything, but the native app on the phone, the messaging app that's front and center, is if you're on another platform, it's not going to be as the experience is going
you've
to be
got
inferior.
You've got the ability to move and move all the. Yeah. You're not locked into the four apps at the bottom of the iPhone. You can make them whatever you want. You can delete the phone app, move it from the home screen completely, and just use the Skype app. You're not required to do anything. You know, the other one is like the Apple Watch. It's like the Apple Watch only works on Apple phones. Yeah. So
it's their product. Yeah.
Build your own watch.
I've got no problem with that.
I think Apple will lose parts of the case, but they'll win most of it.
Right. Yeah.
The fact is, the big ones they've already conceded anyway.
I think the most damning thing, not damning, but it wasn't a good look when I think a couple of years ago there was a reporter who asked Tim Cook to say, look, my mother doesn't, and Tim Cook replied, well, buy your mother an iPhone. Was this, do you remember that? And that wasn't a good look.
Yeah.
And I don't look. Tim Cook's a genius. Apple's a great company. They've got great products. And I'll be honest, I think their dominance is because they make great products and a great experience. But I think that they do have these little strategies to keep you in the game, to keep you in their ecosystem and using their products. That's the name of the game, isn't it?
I really want to quickly find, if I can, but if I can't, I'll move on. But Walt Mossberg, who you would respect greatly because
I know Walt Mossberg,
Okay, we really respect because he's one of the greatest tech journalists in history.
Did he comment on this?
He actually went into great detail on Threads about it, right?
Yep.
I'm going to find it real quick. Okay, thread number one. Having covered tech for 27, I'm not going to read it all, but I'll summarize as best I can. For 27 years and having just skimmed the actual text of the DOJ case, I have three big takeaways. Firstly, and most importantly, the case essentially attacks Apple for being a vertically integrated smartphone manufacturer. And it's no difference between the difference between Macs and Windows computers going back to the 80s.
Yep.
Secondly, calling Apple a monopoly in phones is laughable, given what we've already spoken about, their market share.
Yep.
So he says that's like calling the best-selling expensive wine a monopoly when it actually has a modest overall market share. So I think that's a great point.
Yep.
And then he also says, he makes more than 3 points just quietly, the DOJ acts as if there's a right for competitors to use iMessage tech, which is proprietary to Apple. But since when must companies do such a thing? It's not as if Apple doesn't allow texting other types of phones via industry standards like SMS.
Yep.
In fact, Apple plans to support RCS. To this day, the Gmail app only works fully and properly in a special Gmail app. The Gmail, if you've got Gmail. Windows has a proprietary document format which works best in its own apps. So basically he says what I just said. I'm no lawyer, but it's possible that in such a broad lawsuit, Apple may eventually be proven to have gone too far in some specific matters, but in most of them, the crux of the lawsuit seems to be about Apple's philosophy of building products and services, punishing the company for not having a business model like that of its competitors. So,
I'm aligned with him, and you did mention that on some points they might get pulled up, and I'm exactly the same. I'm in agreement with that.
I just find it amazing how much money is wasted in lawsuits.
Oh yeah, I know.
Just because
they've got plenty.
Let's be clear. Yeah. I don't want any company to have. I'm not a fan of monopolies and all that stuff, but. No. You know,
but you want customers to have choice. They're entitled, and they do. It's just that in some cases they're not equal to.
I'll tell you this right now.
The experience is not equal.
I'll tell you this right now.
Yeah.
If Apple supported RCS,
which they're going to, so that's another thing. WWDC.
No, let's just go back 5 years. Let's just say from the get go, it supported whenever RCS came out.
Yep.
If the Apple Watch worked on Samsung phones,
yep.
Apple Music, by the way, is available on Android.
Yeah.
Whatever you like, I don't think it changes one bit their market share. One bit.
You mean in all of those? You mean how many they sell? Yeah.
No,
they would sell more Apple Watches.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, I think I agree on you that, because if you're using an Android phone and want a choice of smartwatch and Apple might work, then I think a lot of people would make that choice. But Apple didn't give them the choice.
If there's some yes, but I think the point is, show me the anti-competitiveness of this monopoly that you're trying to assert.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like the ACCC in Australia. They try pretty hard to represent consumers, but they never do.
Yeah.
But you'd agree, though, that
Apple has always had this walled garden approach.
That's their...
Always had it.
That's their business.
Yeah.
And there's nothing stopping Samsung doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, they kind of do. They're slightly more open.
Some of their Galaxy Watches work on iPhone, not all of them.
Yeah. But they are way more open than Apple is with the iPhone, in terms of what can connect with it and what it can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was them, I'd be targeting AirDrop. That'd be the one. I'd be like, why can't I AirDrop from a Samsung? Because, you know, the Samsung QuickShare now.
Well, it's another iMessage case then, isn't it? It's another one.
Yeah, but that's something. Apple essentially was the first company to create this device-to-device. Because it's not actually smart. It's not actually new. It's using Bluetooth and Wi-Fi together, but it's just the phones talking to each other in a way. You can now do it from Samsung to Samsung and Samsung to some other Android phones through QuickShare, and it's unbelievably good, just like AirDrop.
Yeah, it's great.
But where's the industry standard on that? And where's the outcry on that?
I'll bring the another example.
I have been uploading to Dropbox and downloading on an iPhone because I'm on a Samsung lately so much, it's driving me insane.
But I'll give you the other example. Like you spoke about AirDrop, and I've had this happen to me when you're out, you're taking a bunch of photos.
Yep.
AirDrop. Oh, hang on, I got a Samsung phone.
Yeah.
I'll text it to you. You text it to them. It's crap because it's compressed.
Because it's compressed. Right. Yeah.
So I end up WhatsApping.
Use it WhatsApp.
Yeah, use WhatsApp. So, again, would that person think, well, do I have an inferior product because I can't be part of the group that can accept photos in full quality? And is that then kind of implying that product is not as good as the iPhone?
But, again, that's just Apple using the industry standard for MMS, which compresses the quality. Now, when they move to RCS, the quality will be improved.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, I'm just saying, look, I don't think – Apple have had the foresight to create these technologies, iMessage and AirDrop and all these things that work best between their own products.
Yeah.
So do you think they don't deserve to be held accountable to that as being anti-competitive? It's just them being innovative. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Good luck to them.
Would that be your argument?
Right, close to
that
it,
their
yeah.
their innovation is innovation, and the fact that it only works with their own products, is that enough? Isn't that the whole point of antitrust, is to for them to have these great features that work, that can talk to other devices as well as their own?
Well, I think that goes to why in some areas they've already had to backpedal and they are changing some things because they've realised...
RCS being one of them. At WWDC, we'll see that, I guess, eh?
I don't think they'll talk about it at all.
At WWDC?
No.
Why not?
Why would they talk about Android?
No, but they'll just talk about
RCS.
They'll
make a joke. They'll say, finally, they'll say, well, let your silly mate just get a blue bubble. And you know what Apple will do?
Doesn't that go against...
You know, I bet you
the
any
Department
money,
of Justice will be watching this with interest, mate.
Do you reckon they'll make it blue?
No,
I reckon they'll make it another colour.
I think what you said is going to happen, they're going to have an iMessage app you can download for Android.
No.
It'll be iMessage for Android.
No, I think they should.
And then you can talk... It'd be like having WhatsApp. So it's like a generic...
Yeah, that won't happen. But
why?
I think it should, but they won't. They'll just implement RCS. What I'm saying is you'll have blue iMessage, green.
Still green.
Green MMS.
Yeah.
But I think they'll be in a group chat.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll have another colour for the person that's on RCS?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Because I've noticed on Android, when I'm texting people, some of them are blue, some of them are green. I'm assuming that's some RCS and some not.
Yeah. Do the colours change? Like I know from between Android and Android, and I even find that RCS Android.
We know that person is on an Android, right?
Yep.
That's blue.
Okay.
Right, that's blue.
Yeah, right.
But this guy here, probably on an iPhone, green. Some of them.
So RCS will show up blue on an Android phone.
Yeah.
I do notice too, RCS on Android works on Wi-Fi. And so I've taken out SIM cards.
The concept of it.
Yeah, no, I've taken out my SIM card in a Samsung phone and moved back to an iPhone. I'm still getting RCS messages on the Samsung.
It's a complicated world.
But again, see this wrinkle, this complication. That shouldn't be there. That complication shouldn't be there. It should be uniform, because it's a communication technology.
Mate, if you want uniformity, do what I do and use WhatsApp for everything.
I know, but text messaging has been around longer than WhatsApp. We got there first. People still use it more than WhatsApp. I wonder. Yeah. I know. My family, we still all text each other.
No, but you're iMessaging.
I know. That's right.
No, that iMessage is not text.
Yeah, no. Well, it's data. I understand. Yeah. And it's not using the –
it's not using
SMS.
The mobile network.
I understand. iMessage is their own thing.
Is its own thing.
Yeah. Again, its like own WhatsApp. Thing that's excluded from other brands to use.
Good luck to them.
The DOJ should be listening to this.
I don't know. I think they'd be confused like I am.
Maybe.
Two Blokes Talking Tech.
Everything about tech you never wanted to know. This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
And we do all thanks to the great people at Netgear. And if you're looking for a top-class Wi-Fi network, have I got a deal for you. Netgear's Orbi 960 series quad band Wi-Fi 6E mesh system. This is a 10.8 gigabit per second capable Wi-Fi network with 10 gig port. It's a three pack in black on the Netgear website. Stand by. $2,299. That's $500 off. So $500 off the Netgear 960 series. This is top class Wi-Fi for all your modern devices. It's just an unbelievable system that will provide you with the basis for your home network going forward. If you don't have quite as big a home, you can get the two-pack system in white for $1,699. It's a lot of money for Wi-Fi. I get that. But Wi-Fi underpins everything that goes on in your home. So if someone's complaining about something in one room, someone's complaining about something else over there, or that smart device isn't connecting well, it's because the Wi-Fi is not great. If you're going to get gigabit internet, if you're going to pay for better NBN, pay for better Wi-Fi at the same time. Netgear's Orbi system has you covered. There's different levels, there's different speeds, there's different products to suit you, your budget, and your home and your family. You can check out all the details at netgear.com.au.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
It was good to see you in the kitchen the other day, Stephen.
It was lovely. In which kitchen we're talking about? Not our
Samsung's own kitchen.
Yeah, it was near my place. The kitchen. Yeah, you had to drive a fair bit. I drove two blocks to this function.
You really stretched the legs there, didn't you? Really went out of your way.
I did have a full day that day. I had to drive all the way out to this outer suburb to pick up a car for the EV podcast, which took a bit of time.
Poor baby.
Took some.
You know,
time.
Me driving to Marrickville's a long way.
I know.
You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
I do, yeah. That's okay.
Anyway, we went to a Samsung event where they wanted to highlight the power of connected cooking. Now, it's kind of a phrase we've heard a lot, smart devices, smart appliances. Mate, we've been hearing about smart appliances for a decade.
A long time, yeah.
Right? A long time. And I think it's fascinating because we've heard, like Jeremy Senior from a Samsung talked, I think it was at IFA, he told me that pretty much every device now is going to be smart things enabled. We saw some really cool products there, and we got to see these set up in Sydney so that we could really see the whole kind of ecosystem, but not in like a showroom circumstance, more in a physical kitchen.
Yep.
And, you know, the concept of your oven or your fridge talking to your oven about what you're about to cook, pick a meal on the fridge and send it to the oven, or just the simple fact that ovens can be smarter and can save you time and money are a big deal. Well, I don't know.
Efficiency, they're
all great products. I'm just not convinced that a lot of people are thinking about smart appliances, because they're the kind of things you think about once or twice. Once when you're renovating and secondly when something breaks.
Yeah, it's not the sort of thing where let's throw away a perfectly good oven and buy a smart oven.
Yeah.
It's not quite a grudge purchase, is it? Like if it breaks down, it is a grudge purchase, I guess. You've got to buy a new one. But the choice then you'll have is an AI-powered appliance. But Samsung released some research about about people's tendency to move towards an AI-powered kitchen. And it was interesting that it showed that time-poor Aussies, rather than making their lunch to take to work, they're spending money on takeaway, which adds up to, like I think they said, about could be $4K a year when you take a 15 to 20 buck average a day.
Yep.
But the reason why people are doing that is that they're time poor. They didn't have time to prepare a meal. They didn't have time to think of the meal. That's another thing too, that having the time to do it, but also knowing what to cook
was another thing
that stood out in the research. And so with the Samsung, what impressed me was the new family hub with the feature that allows whatever you put in the fridge, there's a camera that actually catalogues whatever you put in the fridge.
Right.
So if you put a capsicum, other food, or carrots, milk, whatever, it's cataloguing what's in your fridge as you're putting it in.
And the thing was, I had my doubts about that because I'd seen it before. And you've got the family hub still. Yep. I had it years ago. You shut the doors, it takes a photo, you know it's in the fridge, you can look at it from the shops.
Yep.
And I thought when you shut the fridge, it takes the photo and then analyzes it and works out what moved. And I thought, well, that's a problem because what if you put something in the back of the fridge or whatever? But it's actually a new camera that's in the front that as you open it up, as you put it in, it's taking a photo. Now, I don't care when it comes up. I'm not going to talk about this on TV as it being a privacy issue. It's a choice.
It's your food.
You buy the bloody fridge. Just relax. No one's looking. But anyway, you can see that you had capsicum.
Trevor
in your
Long
hand,
bought a capsicum. Breaking
and you put
news.
It in there, right? And so it sees what you add and take away from the fridge. And there is great potential there for. I actually see this going much further and being like, you've removed like six cucumbers and you only bought seven. So you're running low.
Yeah.
Like just to be able to look on your phone and get a list of what's in there, big deal.
But also, too, because it knows what's in the fridge. It can also then suggest recipes based on what you got in the fridge, which that solves that other issue of what the hell am I going to cook?
Yeah,
where there's stuff there that can help you. So suggest different meals, but also too what I like too we mentioned the camera in the fridge. There's also the camera in the oven. How smart's that? The oven, what do they call it? The flex oven. So you can cook. It's like two separate ovens.
Yes.
So you can have it as one.
You can have a dual cook,
Or you can open a top half and just look at that. So have that different temperature to the bottom half. There's a camera inside so you can check the cook. So say you're baking cookies or something. You can check on your phone. And say,
is smart enough. And look, we're often cooking multiple meals. So we'll cook the kids' stuff and then Amanda will come home and put her veggies on and then she'll be working and then I'll go to the oven and go, it's still on. I realize hers are burnt. Now, apparently this thing can detect burning. And that could be a huge thing.
Absolutely.
So that could be massive. It
would help me because I'm not the best cook. So
when was the last time you used the oven?
2 days ago.
Really? Mm. What did you do with it?
Just to heat up something, some frozen stuff I put in there.
Yeah. Hot chips?
No.
Okay, use the air fryer for that.
No, well, I've got an air fryer. I haven't used it, though.
What?
I should use it.
Five times a week.
I know. Everyone raves about their air fryer once they use it. Yeah, I've got to actually pull the trigger and start using it.
Mate, if you're still putting frozen, like McCain's hot chips in the oven, you're a lunatic.
So you put your chips in there?
Put them in the air fryer, put it on for 8 minutes, shake it up, put it on for another 8 or 10, shake it up, salt,
shake it up,
serve it up.
Salt.
Best chips you'll ever
really?
Eat.
Really? And you eat those?
Yeah.
Are they healthier chips to
I
eat?
I don't give a rat's.
Are they healthy?
Do I look like I care right now about healthiness? Okay. Ask me after Easter, okay? We'll get back on the bandwagon after Easter.
After Easter. Is that your deadline?
April.
That's good, mate. April 1? Is that an April Fool's Day joke or?
No, it's just April. I need to work
That's
in
good.
Months. Anyway, move
good
on.
Good work. But no, the Samsung gear, they've got dishwashers and range hoods and that all kick in. Cause it's not only about preparing the meal, it's also cleaning up. It's also the range hood comes on when it detects it needs to be working. So I think if it can do a bit of the heavy lifting.
Do you think that as an individual item, the smartness of these products matters?
Yeah.
The oven probably most of all.
I do, yeah.
If
it can prevent it from burning, if it can tell you, listen, your chips are done or whatever you're cooking is done. Your roast chicken's in there, it's fine. And it turns itself off apparently as well. Smart enough to turn itself off. So you can't burn something if you wanted to with this new technology.
Right.
That helps.
I can't think of a time where we've needed the oven to be at two different temperatures. Maybe that's just kind of cook I am. Put it on at 180 and just put everything in and wait till it's cooked.
Everything's 180. Like, 180 or 220?
Yeah,
220.
Exactly. Just put it on.
Look on the packet.
And just cook it. And when it's cooked, just take it out.
How accurate is that? They know their own food and how well it would cook, eh? You've got to
pay
attention.
Yeah, well, it's funny because with the air fryer, a different set of, like a different brand than Amanda likes the chips. And I'm like, this thing says like it should be 15 minutes. Instead of like the 20, 25 that we normally do. Oh. And so I did that. And I'm like, they were so much better when we followed the instructions.
Funny that. Very funny.
Anyway. Is that all?
No. Well, I'm just saying the AI is something that is not going away. It's replaced. Remember we said it's replaced the word smart. AI is the new black here.
AI is the new black.
And how we're talking Wi-Fi connectivity, AI pro cooking. The dual cook flex, so having that flexibility with the oven. And also Samsung Food, that's a new app. So it's a recipe app that's on the Family Hub on your phone.
Yep.
And you can there are more than 160,000 recipes on there. And when you say, oh, I've got no, what are we going to eat? Let's have a look. 160,000
recipes. Maybe I just
can't.
I just think maybe I can't relate because we literally eat the same meals every week.
Okay. Yeah, you're not a big variety guy, are you, mate?
Well, that's our kids more than anything.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. You're not a what?
Listen, the kids, we've got 5 meals or 6 meals we cook, and then we'll get takeout or not. Like, that's pretty much how we
And how adventurous are you on your own, Trev?
Not at all. There you go. I just have those. I mean, I have the same frozen meal every day for lunch.
There you go.
And I, you know what? I'd have
and
that
stick
for dinner.
Pick and Stick is Trev's middle name. Pick and Stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But would you say that the app suggested something like...
No.
You know when you're watching a movie or something that says, oh, like this. You know, like U571. What's like that? Crimson Tide, Hunt for Red October. Boom. So suggestions, would you pay attention in the food app, say that your favourite meal is whatever it is, right? You know, spaghetti bolognese. It'll say, that's how well I know you. It'll say something that's like that. Similar amount of calories, similar sort of taste and texture. Why don't you try this? Would you give that a go?
No.
If it's like it, if it's like similar to it, or you're just so stuck in your ways, you're not going to...
I think what I need is an app or a fridge that just allows me to go, listen, here's the things I like.
Yeah.
You come up with it. I don't care if it's not in the fridge. Just I'll go and buy it. But don't suggest something that's got mushrooms in it because I'm not eating it.
Yeah, because it doesn't leave mushroom for anything else. Is that why? So, hang on. Let me ask you. With your spaghetti bolognese, right, have you tried different types of pasta?
No.
So it's got to be spaghetti.
I mean, sometimes there's been other pastas.
There might be other, like, I don't know,
I don't mind.
Fettuccine.
Pasta. As long as it's not the stuff with stuff inside, I don't mind.
Oh, so you don't like the tortellini or
not
the ravioli?
Really. No, not really, no.
Right. So it's got to be just pasta on its own.
Yeah.
So if you say Amanda,
she's silly Jerry,
you up,
in there.
If Amanda's comes up with the different shaped pasta, the shell pasta with bolognese
shells
sauce,
I'm okay with.
Yeah. You'll go boom.
I'm okay.
You're still
it's
happy
just
with that?
Pasta. It's the same it's stuff.
That's
just
what
different
saying.
Shapes.
Okay, right. Just the shape of it.
But if you try and tell me to change the pasta sauce, no.
Okay. Yeah. But you're not going to eat ravioli. You're not going to eat tortellini either because it's got stuff inside it.
Obviously not.
Yeah.
Whatever they
I like ravioli.
I'm really happy for you.
Tortellini. Yeah.
Anyway, good luck, Samsung, finding a way to make your food apps and your fridges and everything work for me.
We need to get Trevor's food taste AI powered, inspired by AI as well.
Maybe. Our fridge would just be like,
that's the challenge. They might use you as the
test fridge,
case.
Every Monday, Tuesday, they all look the same every week because the same things come out.
Yeah.
Like,
they're going to, Samsung
Tuesday,
will say,
Tuesday's
there's a problem
like,
at the Long household. Yeah. They've had the same thing. Nothing has changed. Yes. Is there something wrong?
They every said, no. Tuesday we've checked his fridge and it's always the same. That's because every Tuesday and they'll be like, it's 4 o'clock. Do you want to take the chicken out of the oven now? Yes, I do because I've got to make the chicken on a Tuesday. Yes, thank you.
Wow.
I'm...
Structure, man. Structure.
I should have been in the military except for the, I don't know.
Except for all the hard work and risking your life. Yeah. Apart from that, is that right? Should have been in the military, but I just don't want to die or have to do too much hard work.
Get busy.
Yeah. Don't want to break a sweat.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I'd be a good officer.
Yeah.
Can you go straight to officer?
You can't handle the truth.
Can you go straight to officer?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's I'm out there.
Don't think so. That'd be a question George Costanza asked.
You know
asks.
What I said the other day? I can't remember how it came up. Talking about managers. And I said,
your management style? You're talking about your management style?
Exactly where I'm going.
Yeah.
I can't go into detail what we're talking about, but I said to Amanda, you know, if I didn't end up doing all this stuff that we're doing now, I probably would be doing this.
You'd be in upper management.
I looked at, well, that's what I was doing anyway at SBS and whatnot. Yeah. And Amanda said, and I quote, "You were a very good manager. I always said that. You had great management style." And I went,
there you go.
Wow, is there any kids in there? Can anyone remember that she said that? It was a very nice thing to say.
Well, you said it here, mate. It must be, it's true if you've said it here.
It is true here.
Yeah.
Don't send it the clip.
We only speak the truth here. Is that right, Trev?
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Anyway, that's Samsung.
Is that
there's
right?
Some details.
So that's a good compliment.
That was
your
a massive
wife.
Compliment.
That's a massive compliment. Yeah. It's good getting compliment from your wife, isn't
it's
it?
It's unusual.
Yeah, me, exactly. Yeah, thinking what? Thank you. Yeah.
Do you need something? Well, what did I do? Wait, what's happened?
Yeah.
What did I forget?
No, that's good. Good, mate. That's good. She recognises your talents.
Yeah, I'm not using
it's
those
very
talents
important.
Anymore.
I don't know where we're going with this, but that's
no,
all
management.
Good. Ah, okay.
I thought you said you're not using those talents anymore.
I'm not using those talents anymore.
I wonder what sort of talents you're talking about.
I'm not using those ones
What
either.
Talents you're trying to
Two Blokes Talking Tech. Details of Samsung's amazing cooking range at techguide.com.au.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech with Trevor Long and Stephen Fenech.
Two Blokes Talking Tech is brought to you by Arlo. They're great supporters of the show, have been for a while, and I urge you to support them in return. And you know what? They've got a great... This is a really, really good idea.
Right.
They've come up with a new website that allows you to create your own bundle of products, right, of Arlo products. So say you want to go, you want to buy a camera, you want to buy maybe a couple of cameras, floodlight, solar panel, doorbell. So rather than you going and buying them individually in a store and having to pay full price
this
for the lot.
This is such a good idea.
You can go to, and the link is on my story on Tech Guide, and I'm sure Trevor's got
it'll
it
It'll be
too.
Up there this week, yeah.
So you can go, click on that link, the bundle link, and you can go and pick, it's like put your drive your virtual little shopping trolley through their store.
Yep.
Put in, okay, I want two of those cameras, I want a solar panel, I want a mount, I want a smart hub, I want the doorbell, and I want this spare battery battery charger. And then what you do, it adds up your basket, and if you've got $250 and above, you get 10% off.
Mm.
If you've got $500 and above, you get 15% discount.
Yes.
And if you go over $1,000, you get 20% discount.
That's great.
Off everything.
Smart move.
Yeah. So if you're maybe coming to the home security for the first time and you want to give Arlo a try, this is a great opportunity for you to get exactly what you need, bundle them together, get a great 20% discount, and enjoy the savings. If you're an existing customer, you want to maybe add more cameras, you want to maybe add a solar panel, you want to maybe get some more spare batteries, or maybe add a doorbell or a floodlight, you can use that site as well. So really, really great initiative from Arlo and their products. We use them all, and we urge you to do it as well. If you're new to the game, give Arlo a try. They're essential products. All their cameras, solar panels, you name it, really great products. Try them out right now, arlo.com.
Bundle and save.
Do it.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
We had nothing to talk about on this show.
Yeah. We just crossed out half the rundown.
I don't even know what...
On
like,
the fly.
I don't know where to go here. I really don't know where to go here. You want to go... Oh, here.
Oh, but is
here?
That, it's up to you. Well,
I mean, it's... Let's you don't know what we're skipping.
Yeah, let's right? do... Yeah, that's Secret the thing time. When you cut things out. You don't know what you're missing. Do they?
Oh.
So you don't know. No one knows what they're missing. We make that decision.
Yeah.
So I know this isn't live. If this was live, we'd say, do you want us to talk about this or do you want us to talk about this?
All right, we'll do the bottom two things. Okay. I love this watch.
Is this the Withings?
This is the Withings
Which one's
ScanWatch
this one?
Nova.
Nova.
So the previous one was called the ScanWatch Horizon. It looked very similar. I'm going to tell you. Very similar.
Right.
The only difference is there was more dots around the edge.
Right.
It's 7 grams heavier, the old one.
Okay.
And this one has a more powerful heart rate sensor, and it has a temperature sensor, which I don't think matters to anyone other than women cycle tracking. I don't see a woman wearing this.
Okay.
No disrespect. Yep. This is a $799 watch. Now, here's the story that I mentioned in my review. When I was at Abu Dhabi Airport on the way back from Barcelona, I always do, I look at the watch shops. So I love watches.
He likes window
thankfully,
shopping.
Thankfully
doing
for me.
Very well.
Thankfully for me, the Tag Heuer shop is not open yet. It'll be open in the months ahead.
In Abu Dhabi.
Are
you going to head back there just for the opening?
Oh, I go there regularly, so I'll definitely look it out. So there was other stores, other watch brands, because it's basically just one company. I assume sells them all.
Yep.
And so I spent some time looking at Omega.
Ooh.
I'd never looked at Omega watches before. But do me a favor, folks. Just Google Omega...
Isn't that what James Bond uses? Omega?
Seamaster. I'm going to show you now the Omega Seamaster. I was looking at this watch in Abu Dhabi thinking, oh, this would be a nice watch, right? And I literally looked at this watch and then thought, I could buy that, right? It was 7,000 euros, right? So I went, thanks, mate.
I saw the Aussie price.
Yeah, 10,000 Australian, right?
Wow.
Now, the Omega is probably a slightly more refined in a lot of ways, but tell me that doesn't look like an Omega.
It's a lot like it.
It's wild.
A lot cheaper too.
The thing is, this is $800, and for a beautiful classic watch,
yeah,
that's good. That's a great price. But then you go, oh, but I want a smartwatch. Oh, okay, cool. There's a little tiny screen on
there's
there.
A screen. So I like how the hands get out of the way for you.
The hands get out of the way.
That's smart.
And I can see the time and the date. And then I can just scroll through and go, oh, I want to know how many steps I've done, what my heart rate is.
ECG.
My temperature variation is 0.2 degrees.
What
just
does that
quietly.
Mean?
I don't know.
Means you're 0.2 degrees colder or warmer?
I don't know.
I'd suggest warmer.
How many steps I've done, how many kilometers I've walked? Not many. floors I've done. I can do workouts.
You've
I
done
can
one.
Do,
you've done one at least
yeah,
one.
Mate, I've done three because I've come up and down a couple of times. I can do a blood oxygen level test.
Okay,
and I can do an ECG.
ECG, nice.
Like, isn't it wild?
Withings was the first to have an ECG on a watch
that
in Australia.
Was TGA approved. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it wild amazing. That I can do an ECG on this
right now?
Bloody like
do
on,
it now
on this watch.
How do you go with your ECG? You good?
Place your hand.
No
so
AFib.
You do this here, and then what?
Great oh, podcasting geez. This is, isn't it?
I think I've started it. Yeah, it's doing an ECG. Look at this. You can't. You can. Can you see the screen? So it's okay. Doing an actual ECG right now, on a bloody Withings analog watch. Doesn't that? I just think that is remarkable.
That's amazing.
And so I've been saying all week. I think there's a lot of people that love watches.
Yeah.
Like I've said a few times, to be honest.
And Trevor's one of them. You love watches.
Yeah. I'm a fat, ugly bloke who has no ability to be, you know, stylish other than to wear a nice watch now and then, right?
Don't so, be so hard on yourself, mate. You are a bit stylish.
Yeah. One of my radio stations, don't be hard. No, I said I'm a fat, ugly nerd. And one of the radio stations goes, mate, you're not a nerd, which I thought was very smart. Thank you very much. My
nice
ECG is normal, by the way. Thank you, everyone, for your concern. So for people who are watch people yep. like me, and I'm not the only one, an Apple Watch might be something they'd consider, but you would not wear it every day.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever worn an Apple Watch more than 5 days in a row when I'm first reviewing it.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm switching out. I'm wearing different watches every day, right? And so
what's your go-to? Gun at your head, go-to watch right now?
This.
I've worn it. The Withings.
I've been wearing it for ages.
I mean, like in terms of, you know, you've got other watches apart from that.
Well, so if I had to just pick one
pick
and
one
get
to
rid
wear
of the rest,
wear one
it'd be
for the rest
my
of
original
the year.
Tag, my first.
There you go.
No, not my first because that was the center. I
oh,
don't really
you got
wear
a few,
that.
Eh? You got a few.
It's my,
doing
it's
very
my,
well.
It's my F1 tag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The center one.
No, it's
just F1.
It looks like this. It's a metal
yeah, nice,
metal
nice.
Body, metal link band. That's my style. I like.
Right, yeah.
It's also got a blue face.
That,
interestingly,
that's not cheap
so.
Either, is it?
No, it wasn't.
It's
but
decent.
It wasn't stupid. Like,
no,
people think watches are 20 grand. No,
mate,
I've never spent.
I don't begrudge anyone spending money on something they love.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephen.
Good
I appreciate
for them
that.
Because I do the same thing.
Yes. We won't get into his collections.
Yes.
But for me, this Withings Nova is just an unbelievable watch for someone that loves watches but needs that. So for a start.
But they want the smarts too.
So think about
so
someone
the best
who's,
of both worlds.
Someone who's 65, 70, has always been a watch guy. I'm saying guy just because this is really
it's
a man's
mainly
watch.
Mainly a man's watch, yeah. Although, you know what? It's fashion now, I think, for women to wear big, chunky watches. Yeah,
and,
it's fashion
and there
now.
Are there are Withings scan watches that are designed for women.
Okay.
They just don't have this kind of metal, chunky look. But you're an older guy, potentially with heart risk.
Yes.
Heart rate. AFib detection, do an ECG,
good.
All that kind of stuff.
It's but you
I was sitting at dinner. We were at dinner for someone's birthday. And I was just sitting, we're just chatting, and one of the guys at the table goes, what watch is that?
Yeah.
And I went, oh, it's Withings. He goes, man, it looks really nice. And that's when we started this conversation.
It
he
does,
thought it was
does.
A bloody nice
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, the design of it, I think, is
really well
is
done.
Awesome. And like you, there's a lot of people who love that traditional watch design,
yes.
like you, but it still's got the, it still has the smarts under the hood as well.
And my number one pet peeve about smartwatches, battery life.
Yeah.
You charge them every day, right?
Well, this one having such a small screen to power.
1 month.
What?
1 month.
But if you use GPS, it'll run it down a bit better than that.
If you did work it every day, I'll tell you right now, you're not wearing this on a run.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, I'm not.
Yeah.
On the treadmill? Run.
Are there cobwebs on the treadmill?
April. I've signed up for some live events. It's going to happen.
Really?
On
live
the
events?
Yeah, you can do live.
Oh, live
sessions.
On the Peloton.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They're going to say, Trev, welcome back.
Yeah.
How was your 6 month holiday? Welcome back. I think the instructors say, everyone, give Trevor a big hand. Welcome back. Hey.
Yeah. See if you can last more than a month this time, Trev. All right? It's the hard
good.
Thing about Peloton is you've just got skinny blokes talking to you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Seriously, can we get some fat blokes
well,
on the courses?
I agree. Just to
think, like, I want to go
I'm
on the journey
like
with
you.
Them.
I'm just like you, they'll say.
I want to go on the journey with you. You know?
That is a really good suggestion. That's a very good suggestion.
two fat blokes talking Peloton.
I would follow that guy.
I'm not talking morbidly obese. I'm just saying I want to respect someone who's
larger human.
Who's pushing through it as much as I am.
Yeah.
And not they're not just going, this is so easy.
Yeah. And they're talking about stuff that, yeah.
In a similar way, Apple Fitness, I thought the best thing they did was they go, this is the coach, but that guy there is going to do it slower. That guy there is going to do it faster. Do you remember that?
Yes, yes.
It was so smart.
Which you can relate to one of them.
Because you can go, you know what, I'm going to relate to the guy that's going to just, I want to do it.
It's like when you're at an actual class, you see there's other people your shape and size and skill level around you. That's encouraging. It's inclusive. Yeah.
Inclusive.
Inclusive. That's what you want. Good. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Stephen, do you want to do the last thing?
I don't think so.
Oh, there it is. Oh, very good.
How much time have we made? Have we done our time, you think, or do we should we keep going? No, up to you, mate. Up to you. Oh, the laptop's shut. It's official. Boom. Or do you know this off by heart, the other one?
The cashews are out. Is this cashews?
How's this? I got you on the cashews. How good is that? So this is that variety I was talking about, you know, before.
Amanda came home the other night.
Yeah.
And there was one of these sitting on the table next to me.
Whose is this?
Because since when did you eat cashews? Jacko goes, Fennec introduced him to him.
Boom. There you go, mate.
Little man's been listening.
Positive influence.
Little man. He's
little man.
6'3".
Yeah, he's bigger than me.
It's ridiculous.
It's good.
He needs to eat something. He's too skinny.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll kick in, mate. His metabolism is just flying at the moment.
don't want to know.
No, your metabolism. When you're young, you burn your fat. You burn stuff. Metabolism's going. You know, he's growing.
Can I buy some metabolism?
Well, as you get older, your metabolism...
Is there a tablet for that?
I don't know. It probably is.
It'd be called metabolism.
Metabolism, yeah. But as you get older, your metabolism slows down. You're not burning and your body's... Like, you know, when you were young, you could eat anything and not put weight on.
No, I put weight on straight away.
Did you? Yeah, when I was young, I used to eat everything.
Thanks to my mum working so hard and being a single mum, I ate meat pies for dinner every night. And
boom!
Look what I got.
I'm just trying... That makes sense, actually, in wondering why your food taste is so simple.
Yeah.
So basic.
Yeah, it's the same as my movie taste. I was just never introduced to it.
You were never introduced to it. Wow. Imagine if your mother was a gourmet chef and you'd be eating all this fancy stuff.
She is, by the way, a qualified
chef
now.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. She might cook some meals.
That came when I was 40, but you know, or 35, but you know, still.
Oh, God.
All right, Stephen. Great to have your company. We should do this again sometime.
Yes, and happy Easter to everyone too.
Happy Easter.
It comes out before Easter, doesn't it? I'm not going to make any jokes
because I don't want to get cancelled again. Easter.
You're going to get holiday. At the very least, you're going to get some public holidays.
On Sunday when you wake up, just wheel that rock out and walk out of the bedroom. You'll be good to go. Too soon?
Well, it's too soon. Yeah.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.